Weekend Breakfast on 702.
For the curious.
Katrina, good morning.
Good morning.
So you, I'm very, very well. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
You watched Atlantics, and it's, I'll let you tell us about it, but essentially this movie has done a lot for itself, coming from a first-time feature filmmaker, right? Doing very, very well. Tell us about Atlantics.
Yes. So it's a film by Mathilde Diop, a French Senegalese filmmaker and actress. She is the daughter of a singer, Wassis Diop, and the niece of legendary filmmaker Djibril Mambetu Diop,
yes,
from Senegal.
Which everyone asks her about in all her interviews.
Exactly. Which we have to mention it, kind of. He made Tuki Buki, and for those who know Beyonce, they know that she used his image he's a legend.
Yes.
So this film, her first feature, like you said, premiered on Netflix end of November. It has won several awards, and the most prominent is the Grand Prix at Cannes, which is the award for her second best film. And you could call it a multi-genre story or a hybrid. That doesn't always end well.
Yeah.
But it really does in this case. It's a love story, a thriller, and a horror story.
Sure.
Beautifully weaved together.
Yeah.
So the story is about Ada, who is a young woman about to be married off to a wealthy family. So she and the story unfolds in Dakar, the capital of Senegal.
Mm-hmm.
So she's about to be married off to a wealthy family, but she's in love with Suleiman. And Suleiman works at a construction site, but he hasn't been paid for months. And together with his group of friends and colleagues, they decide to leave for Spain without telling their girlfriends.
Yeah.
And it's implied what leaving for Spain means in that context. It means you take the boat and you leave to make money elsewhere. And something happens during Ada's wedding, which happens shortly after his departure, and a very unusual police investigation starts. It's led by a young detective, and it unfolds alongside and intertwined with the story of Ada making sense of Suleiman's disappearance. And that's all I want to say about the plot.
Yeah.
But this is a beautiful and sensitive film. Cameras in general love Senegal because it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
But also because of the so discreet and gentle and the warmth and sincerity between the characters.
Yes.
Not only Ada and Suleiman, but between everyone, they look each other in the eyes and are very present in front of one another and also in front of the camera. And I'm thinking this might be something Mathilde Diop learned from Claire Denis, very famous French filmmaker who directed Mathilde Diop in 35 Shots of Rome, a couple of years ago. And that film and all Claire Denis' film blow me away for the same reasons, the absolute presence and gentleness. And the scene, then very a lot of films that deal with this, both American too actually, but European and African films that deal with this dilemma of migration of Africans to Europe in unsafe boats. And many of them are very good, but they are often painful, extremely painful to watch, and not necessarily in a good way.
Yeah.
And Atlantis is very different to these films because she has found a new, much more honest and suitable approach to the film. She's focusing on the living, and she humanizes and breathes life into everyone involved, like the living and the dead.
Yeah.
And usually what is centered in the films on this theme is desperation and hopelessness. And we hear of youth that have nothing to live for and nothing to lose at home, and therefore they risk their lives in flimsy boats at sea.
Mm-hmm.
And she, Mathilde Diop, she replaces this very, very flawed narrative with one that is much more true. And that is a narrative of young people brimming with dreams, hopes, and ambition, and who seek to create lives of their own creation.
Yeah.
And it's because of these strong dreams and because of their, you know, wish to live fully that they risk Yeah. Realize.
You know, Katrina, I haven't seen the movie yet. I've just watched the trailer a couple of times, and that, you know, that presence that you talk about in front of the camera, especially between Suleiman and Adam, the two protagonists, is so real. Where as soon as you said, I was like, aha, that's what I was seeing and sensing. And just that young love is feels so pure and so joyful as well, and just unaffected. It really, really struck me just watching those trailers and reading up about them. But the cinematography as well, what is it? You're saying the camera always loves Senegal, the camera always loves Dakar. What is it that she did that just made it feel like you felt like this was you somewhere somehow transported back to, you know, the mid or early 90s? Like, this is an environment that you've been in before, you felt before. The colors just felt so real and nostalgic almost.
Yeah, I didn't think as much about it. I mean, I do. I'm blown away, by the photography and the whole. I think for me, it's more that it rings so completely true, and it's so beautiful, and it's so it's the humanity she brings into it.
Yeah.
And I think so much. So it's a very, you know, the best and the most skillful craft is the one you don't even notice. So you're not busy describing camera angles and the cleverness of it all. You just sense it becomes something complete and whole and doing exactly what it's supposed to do to bring you to where exactly you're supposed to be, viscerally and emotionally and everything. And I'm thinking, so it's just also, it has a very... it's also a very progressive film, because it's also in this film, it's the men who are centered, the needs of young men and the disappointment of young men. And here in Atlanta, it's very clear also, it's not just young men who want the independence, because basically at the core of everything is independence and justice, whether it's in relation to colonial powers or previous colonial powers who can't let go, or in relation to the capitalists and the traditionalists at home.
Yeah.
And Ada and her, Adawa and her friends, her circle of friends, many people in Ada's family and others look down on these women. They're very independent and quite, they don't want to belong to anyone, and they demand this justice and freedoms in the ways that they can and do very efficiently. And I would say young women and young girls do all over the world.
Yes.
And sometimes those could be interpreted as the opposite, like, you know, mean words like gold diggers, that doesn't unravel half of what it actually means. You know, sometimes you use what you have to get what you actually deserve, but it's denied for reasons that are just as bad as what possibly a gold digger could be. And it's interesting, I saw an interview with Mati Diop, and she also says this, she wants to recontextualize this story about the young African who have died, and to focus on the living, just like I said, and get rid of all the cliches. And this is often the case in African films, right? And African filmmakers carry a heavy burden. Like, there's so much that they have seen been portrayed wrongly, and now they want to add their voice. The best films that do that are those that aren't reactive, but those who bring something new, and she does that so well.
Absolutely. I mean, there's always that sense that when you get your one shot to portray, you know, some aspect of African society, you are that burden that you carry of telling everybody's stories, or giving, you know, a version of every one of these stories, as opposed to just focusing on your one voice and your one goal with this vehicle, and let there be a proliteration of other voices. That's fine. You take care of what you take
and
care of.
And I think, in this context, I also think it's important to mention, because it's so daunting. I'm so afraid of talking about African cinema in general terms. Yeah. And I would say the last maybe even 20 years of African filmmaking, there has been a shift. So it's not just colonial critique, even if the focus was that before, but very well done. Mm-hmm. This is now a new voice, a new in that. I mean, Europe isn't even mentioned in this film, apart from Spain being a destination elsewhere.
Yeah.
But otherwise, not concerned really with that, because it's concerned by the young Africans living. And I love that.
All right.
And it's so beautiful.
Really looking forward to seeing it. Now the review aggregator website, Rotten Tomatoes, has given it an average rating of about 7.8%.
What?
Are you?
No, that one tires me. I only quote it if it's impressive, and this time I didn't even look at it. That is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We can all stop. Are you sure?
Well, I mean, if their own website is anything to go by, so it should be much, much higher in your estimation.
Rotten Tomato is officially dead.
All right, let's re-rate it, Katrina. What do you give it?
Thank you. I give it 10.
Oh, beautiful.
100%. Yeah.
Absolutely love it. Look forward to seeing it. Ooh, Rotten Tomato. Oh. We'll have to have a chat with you later. Maybe we can fire off some email missives after the show ends. We'll chat to you soon, Katrina. Much appreciated for giving us your time this morning.
You.
There you have it.
Bye.
Katrina Hedren, our movie critic, giving us the lowdown of what she thought about the Atlantics, a debut film there by Mati Diop. Received to much, much fanfare and receiving a Grand Prix award at the 2019 Cannes Film Festival. So doing incredibly well, and you can check it out on Netflix.